This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
0771.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese, the Reeses on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Cutler Dawson. How are you, Cutler?
I'm fine. It's great to be with you today.
And Cutler is the CEO of Navy Federal Credit Union. It was founded in 1933 with only 7 members. Today, it is the largest credit union in the world with 6 million members. They have over 14,000 employees, have won the 100 Best Companies to Work For list many years, and $76 billion about, maybe $75 billion in assets. So talk about, Cutler, what the business model really is.
Navy Federal is a credit union, and therefore we're owned by the members of the credit union. And so our business model is pretty simple. We take in savings, and then we make loans to members that need loans. And we try very hard to do what's right for our members, and in return they have been doing a lot of business with us.
Cutler, Navy Federal has seen tremendous growth over the past several years, both from a customer and a deposit perspective. What actions are you guys taking to continue that growth?
We've done a couple things. First of all, we try to maintain the culture that we've always had, and that is doing the right things by our members, putting them in a product or a service that's right for them. And we do that, things just work out well. But in addition to that, we became more aggressive in our marketing a few years ago, and that's made an awareness of us and for members and potential members, and we've seen a big lift in our business as a result.
You know, you're in a service industry. Your employees are very important to you. We hear a lot of CEOs talking today about millennials and things that they're doing to attract and retain millennials, so I'm sure that's something you're facing as well. We're now starting to see a next generation coming in that we're referring to as the centennials, and I think the centennials are now entering into the military. So what are you doing when thinking about that generation? What are you thinking about as far as attracting and retaining them, either as employees or as future members?
You know, that's a great question, but we've had a lot of practice for a long time because young men and women, when they join the service, join Navy Federal. And so we've had that crucible to test from for a long time. So I just see it as an evolution, and we have to keep track of who they are and what they want. Last year I was at Great Lakes visiting the new recruits, and I asked them that the question of during boot camp, what did they miss the most? And they said their cell phones. So we've been working real hard on delivery of information and product to them in a digital format.
Yeah, and they like that.
They love that, and that's the way they live their lives. I mean, ever try calling your I've tried calling my daughter and my son, and it takes a special technique to get a hold of them.
Sure. So on a slightly different path here, I know the banks have been, you know, faced with a very challenging yield curve for several years, and you got a little bit of relief here last year, a little bit more relief they're talking about coming up in the future. But from Navy Federal's size and market, thinking about that, how has that helped you deal with the yield curve challenge that you've been facing?
You know, I hear a lot of discussion about the yield curve. It really has not impacted us. We are increasing our lending every year. This past year, we made over 340,000 automobile loans alone. If you offer something that's reasonably priced and is fair to the member or the consumer, they're going to take it up, and then you have to do the appropriate things to make it work from there.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Customer Experience Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Cutler Dawson, who is the CEO of Navy Federal Credit Union. And before, you had mentioned that you only give products that people want. We've talked earlier about the issue of what you do if people don't believe in your products. Talk about a little bit of your philosophy and explain how that works.
Navy Federal's philosophy is pretty simple. We don't want someone to take our products or services if they're not good for them. In addition to that, Robert, we also talked about that I think it's very important, extremely important, that we never ask our own employees to present a product or a service that they can't be proud to present. And we've done that, and it really works well for us.
Let's talk more about the culture and the employees, because you've been, this was the highest you've been, but for several years, on the 100 best companies to work for in America. That's Fortune's list. Do you have any unique practices that you use to engage employees?
One that comes to mind, I talk a lot to our folks about loyalty. We believe at Navy Federal that loyalty goes two ways. We want employees, obviously, to be loyal to Navy Federal, but in return, Navy Federal needs to be loyal to them. We have been very fortunate at Navy Federal. In the 83 years that we've existed, we've never had a layoff.
You've never had a layoff?
Never had a layoff. Even in
How can you accomplish that?
We work at it. In 2009, we had a business line that we decided to exit. We had 90 people in that line of work, and we placed every one of them in another position at Navy Federal. That's what I mean by loyalty.
Well, what happens if someone doesn't work out? They don't fit in the culture. They're just not the right cut of the cloth to deliver for your members as you want. What happens in that case?
They go somewhere else to work.
And I bet it's self-selected sometimes,
yes.
Too, right?
Yeah, and it's not that hard. And our own employees are the best judge of that, and they do a great job at it.
Are there any uniquenesses about your member model of how you reach out to members and deliver for them?
We're very fortunate as a credit union, as I mentioned, that the members actually own the credit union. And we reach out to them, and we try to reach out to them when we think they're ready to listen. What major events are coming up in their life? Are they looking for that first car loan? Are they looking to buy that first house? And how can we make them understand that we're ready to be there when they're ready? That's our key.
So how do you interact? How do you connect with your member community?
You know, we think about that all the time. We try to have all channels available that our members can touch us with. What I mean by that is we have 282 branches around the world. If they want to come into a branch, we believe in a branch network. If they want to call on the telephone, we have 24/7 call center. And by the way, our average speed of answer for this last month was 47 seconds. We're very happy about that.
47 seconds? 47. A lot of companies could learn. How do you do that?
Well, we
operationally.
We work at it. We try to right-size our force to make that happen, but we also try to create efficiencies in the way we talk to our members on the phone that pays dividends for us. I will tell you that when I first came to Navy Federal 12 years ago, our wait times got to be as much as 45 minutes. Not 45 seconds, but minutes. And we said, we're not going to survive in this world if we don't do that.
So did you tell people? What was the process to go from 45 minutes to 45 seconds? That's dramatic change.
A lot
of people listening in, they probably are trying to figure out how do they handle the customer and member response better.
We went to our board of directors and we said to them, we need to make an investment in people that work at Navy Federal. We need to answer the phone. We need to open more branches. And they said, you're absolutely right. And guess what? when you answer the phone, people will do business with you.
If someone wants to become a member, they want to become a customer of Navy Federal, how would they go about that? And you have about 1 minute before we go to break.
Very quickly.
So you can, oh, well, you don't have to go quickly. You have a minute.
Very quickly, our membership is those that are on active duty in the military and their families and those that are retired. So the best way to join us is either to marry into a family that is part military, which I would highly recommend myself, or join the service.
Hopefully your wife recommends that as well.
She does. She has actually been a member of Navy Federal longer than I have because her dad was in the Navy.
Ah, touche. And the website is?
The website is www.navyfederal.org. And you can touch us in any way you want.
This is one of the best companies to work for in America, one of the most popular, best member service. So this is Robert Reese, Albert Reese on the CEO Show. We're going to be coming back after the break, speaking with Cutler Dawson, CEO of Navy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO show, and we're here today with Cutler Dawson, who is the CEO of Navy Credit Federal Union, and
Navy Federal Credit Union.
I knew I had it wrong, and I wrote, that's because I relied on reading this. Sorry. Navy Federal Credit Union, which has been around since 1933, has $75 billion in assets, 14,000 employees, and is the world's largest credit union with 6 million members. So you joined as CEO in December of 2004. What would you say is most important on your dashboard as a CEO?
Well, that's simple. The most important thing on my dashboard are the employees of Navy Federal. In fact, that's why the board of directors selected me to be the president. They wanted someone that would take good care of the employee.
And that goes very nicely hand in hand with your philosophy on layoffs and those type of things. We've heard other CEOs say once you have the first one, you've broken the trust and you can never restore that. So it's a tremendous policy and practice you're putting in place. I'd like to take us back a minute to the branch philosophy. You've got branches all around the world, and given your member base, it makes sense because your members are everywhere. They're on boats. They're in military units spread out across the world. So that's fantastic. I think we've observed a lot of your largest competitors taking a different approach to branches. They're cutting down services there. They're moving more to online. What's your thinking there, and how are you looking to continue the pace of opening new branches, slow it down? Are you happy where you are, or is it going to continue to expand?
That's a great question. We have, as I mentioned, 282 branches, and we're on pace to open 20 new branches a year for the foreseeable future. But even with that, we think we're a long way away from being over-branched. It's just not a whole lot of branches for the whole country and for those who are sites overseas. But I will tell you that mobile is the future. Last year, we had 440 million mobile hits by our membership. And if we go back 5 years ago, we had no hits. But further to the branches, we see when we put a new branch in, even though members may not go into the branch, we see a lift in the area around our branch because people have a confidence that they can go in.
And thinking about the employees that are out working in the branches, how do you ensure that consistency of quality, of education, of training on your products, your services, just in how they interact with your members?
We think about that all the time. We have very extensive training. We have a culture, though, that is really easy to pass on. We have people that come to work for us, and they quickly adapt to the culture of trying to do the right things by people. We don't have sales goals or quotas. We just try to present a product that's useful for members, and then they take it up.
So somewhere in between the branches and the mobile, you know, you see a lot of the competition, your competition, bringing together technology-centric service centers, you know, ways to interact that don't really touch a human necessarily. What are your thoughts on that, and how does Navy Federal respond to that kind of competition?
I think there's a place for that, but I also think that people like to talk to people sometimes, particularly when they're making a big decision like buying a new home. I was recently in Virginia Beach on the 5th of July visiting one of our branches, and there was a young couple in. He was in the Navy, and he had gotten back the night before from a six-month deployment, and he wanted to talk to someone about getting a mortgage loan. He wanted to do that face to face.
And to a person, not a machine.
Yes. And someone that he could trust.
Yeah. So, we talked earlier about the millennials, the centennials, both as employees and members. Are you seeing any differences? Do the centennials, do the millennials, when they interact, I'm guessing the centennials still might be a little young, but the millennials are certainly out there and they're members now. Do you see preference differences in them versus maybe the Gen Xers or the baby boomers, Gen Y?
You know, there's a lot of discussion about millennials, and roughly half of our workforce of 14,000 folks are millennials, and they're terrific. They really care about what they do. They really want an organization that they can be proud to work with and for, and they do whatever it takes to make things happen.
Yeah. So your logo starts off with Navy, but you're aspiring to be more than that. You're reaching out. You're not picky, right? We're not gonna discriminate against the other branches. What are you doing to grow beyond the Navy?
You know, I'm chuckling because we think about our name all the time. About 8 years ago, we opened up to all the services. That means Army, Air Force, and Coast Guard. And we thought about a name change, and we said, no, it's not about a name. In fact, people like names that are stable. And we've had this name for 83 years, and why change it now? I met a young Army guy last year at Fort Benning, and I said, why are you here? You're in the Army. He goes, well, I'm a member of Navy Federal. And I said, well, why are you a member of Navy Federal? And he said, because you have branches all over the world where I might serve. And I asked him, I said, finally, I said, who does that car belong out to there in the parking lot, that Mustang? He said, that's my car, and I shopped you with three other different lenders, and you had the best rate. I said, well, I got one more question for you. I said, does our name Navy Federal bother you since you're in the Army? He said, no, you know what it's like for me to serve, and that's all I need to know.
That's fantastic. And have you set targets based on the service, other services outside of Navy, so you know what portion of your membership is coming out of Navy versus any of the others? Have you established targets for any of the other branches and how you want to get there?
Our target is we'd like to go after all of them. We want them. And currently now we have four branches in Kaleen, Texas, right outside of Fort Hood Army Base. There is no Navy in the middle of Texas. And we have four branches there because of the demand.
We have about a minute and a half, and I just sense in meeting you that you have great leadership philosophies that are inbred in you. 34 years in the Navy, what did you learn about leadership that you've applied to the credit union?
It's pretty simple. As I mentioned to you earlier, I took command of my first ship when I was 27, and it's a very simple equation. If you take care of your crew and you lead by example, they will do wonderful things for you. If your crew thinks that you don't have their best interest at heart, they will do the minimum to get by, but they won't be special. So it all starts with your crew, or in this case, the employees at Navy Federal. Do the right things by them, and they're going to exceed anything that you might want them to do.
Anyone who is a leadership mentor to you?
Oh, I've had many along the way. And the ones that have a special place in my heart are the ones that have told me in the past, like Commander Cy Manning, you do the right thing and I will back you up all the way. And I think that's what leaders should be all about.
That's a powerful message. Finally, the future of Navy Federal.
Our future is bright. We're on a growth path. We're going to add 1,000 new employees into the future. As long as we can maintain the culture, and we're going to maintain it, of doing the right thing by our members, not doing things to them, but doing the right things for them, I see no limit to what we can do.
Well, Cutler, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Andrew Collins. How are you, Andrew?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Andrew is the president of Sentient Jets. So let's talk about the private aviation industry.
Sure.
What's the state of it right now? CEOs obviously want to hear.
So I think that private aviation has really benefited from a robust market over the last couple of years. We've certainly seen aviation rise post the financial crisis. There will always be private flying. It just depends on the methodology people choose. But last year in 2014, the overall flying market, as it were, was up about 4%. I think it was about 3.5% in the what they call the Part 135 market, which is the four-pay hourly-based market. That's what we're governed under. You also saw the economy rise last year, right? You saw GDP almost up 2.5%. I think it was 2.4%. That was the biggest spike we saw GDP-wise in about 9 years. Aligning with that in a very propitious way was aircraft orders and deliveries. So aircraft last year, there was 722 aircraft delivered from manufacturers last year. That's up 6.5%. That was the biggest year-over-year gain you saw in that sector in about 6.5 years, 7 years. So a healthy market. We were up 12% relative to volume. We sort of track beyond the market, and I think that's because of our product set, and we certainly can talk about that. But I'd say that as of now, it's a very healthy state in private aviation, and it's one that is healthy because people are valuing their time. The CEOs of the world, the business leaders of the world, are pursuing the convenience, the flexibility, and the security that are associated with private aviation.
Yeah, I would think you're right. The value proposition, certainly if an average CEO that we deal with makes $11 million a year, you break that into 2,000 hour work, even though they work a lot more than that, but that's about $5,500 an hour. So if you think of that's about the cost of basic air travel.
That's
and if you think of the amount of time they save, it's enormous. Also, because there's only what is it? There's about 500 public airports, but there's about 5,000 private ones.
Right. I think when you look at commercial aviation, it's wonderful at times, and it can work very effectively, but you're dealing with the restrictions of 500 airports that ultimately have a lot of people that have to make it go. And in private aviation, you're dealing with thousands of smaller airports, and most private aviation companies have stronger operational flexibility. What that means is that we can work with a single airstrip. We can work with a smaller FBO, a smaller airport location. We don't have to get TSA people there or baggage handlers there. So whether it's weather or some other government regulatory intervention or something like that, we tend to have a great deal of flexibility. So outside of just the time factor, right, there's also kind of a reliability factor that's built into us and built into the industry. I can tell you that at a personal level, so we are based in Boston, but we're owned and we're part of a much larger organization that's headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio. To fly from Boston to Cleveland, Ohio, right now, I have to use United Airlines, and I have to fly at their designated time. It's on a regional jet. It's probably $1,200 to $1,500 round trip. And so if I have, let's say, a lunchtime meeting in Cleveland, I have to actually start my journey probably at 6 o'clock in the morning from Boston. I have to get to the airport. I have to get on that regional jet. I have to fly into the commercial hub, Hopkins, in Cleveland. And then I have to work my way over to where my meeting is. Okay? If I flew privately, I can cut out a great deal of that time, and I have. So instead of getting up at 6 or 5 or whenever I have to start my journey, I can leave 2 hours before my meeting because it's an hour and a half privately from Boston to Cleveland. So I could leave at 10 o'clock, land at 11:30, have my lunch meeting, turn around, and I can be back at home in time for dinner and whatever other obligation I might have. And so that time factor is very significant, and that to me is really like the personal example that I can give you. That's me personally. I've done that multiple times, and I can't tell you what a lifesaver that is. And what that actually means to me is that I get a good night of sleep, I get a productive day in, and the next day I have a productive day as well. So when I fly commercially sometimes, I wash a lot of productive time out of my schedule.
As well as the added stress, and as well as that if you want to have certain key executives on the flight with you, you could talk about anything confidential.
Absolutely.
So it's really, it's your time. It's, that's why, you know, most of the CEOs I know and most of the executive teams are very interested. So I want to shift over now to Ascension.
Sure.
It's, as great as the private aviation field is, it's fairly crowded. And there are a lot of players and they're seeing growth now. How do you differentiate yourself?
Good question. It is an interesting one. We saw some consolidation with the financial crisis, and we're now seeing new entrants come on board. People are always attracted to the space. The good news is that means there's fresh capital and investment and innovation coming into the space. For us, we invented the private aviation jet card in 1999. So the concept is essentially a very simple one, which is you pre-purchase time, right? So what you're doing is you're pre-purchasing 25 hours on a designated size aircraft, light, mid, super mid, heavy aircraft, right? And we simply just allow you to draw down the monies that are associated with that card as you fly. So it's very flexible. It starts at about $125,000. And what you start to realize is that it is a wonderful productivity tool. It is a way for you to be able to get upfront costs and understand how much you're paying. You can get an aircraft in as little as 10 hours advance notice anywhere in the 48 contiguous United States. We have 24/7 customer service, 365 days a year. It is luxury hospitality oriented service where we have to anticipate needs. We have to anticipate any challenges. It's a wonderful service culture. It's also a very strong safety culture. Ultimately, the differentiator for us is that this metaphor, this jet card, is very popular right now, and we are the largest jet card provider in the world.
And you've got 4,000
people. We probably have about 4,500 at this point in terms of jet card holders and approaching 5,000.
Hmm.
We had a 25% year-over-year sales growth last year, so we have a very, very, very significant base of flyers, and there are two types of flyers in our world. There's a corporate flyer, there's a leisure flyer. Many of them, we are their primary solution for flying. They choose us because they fly anywhere from 25 to 100 hours a year, and we're their go-to solution. They pull the card out of the wallet, they make a phone call, they get the jet, boom, there's no asset purchase. It goes right to the T&E portion of an expense report as opposed to being on a balance sheet as an asset. So you're not tied to an asset. This is simply just pre-purchasing time. And then we have what we call a blended flyer, where that person may have multiple private aviation solutions. They might have some access to a corporate jet. They might also have a fractional share or an interest in another aircraft, which is actually part ownership and still an asset. And then they utilize us for very specific needs. So we see a very large piece of the pie in private aviation, and that's what I love about the model.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Andrew Collins, who is the president of Ascension Jet. So right now we're in, you're talking about product, we're in a really luxurious leather seat in Teterboro Airport while we're doing this interview. Talk about what this jet is and the other products that you have.
Sure. So right now, this is a super mid-size aircraft. It's a Falcon 2000 EX. It can go about 4,500 statute miles, so you could easily go to Chicago, Hawaii. You can go across the country in this. It's got great range. It's Obviously, as you said, a leather-clad, wonderful, kind of luxurious, sumptuous interior, but it's also got all the tools of the trade on board. You've got power outlets, you've got
this little TV here.
Sure, you've got nice. You've got avionics and aviation materials that allow you to know where you are in the world when you're flying. You've got an enclosed laboratory, you've got a galley, a kitchen, so you've got a lot at your disposal as you're flying, and this can go very fast and can get you where you need to go. So this is wonderful, and this would be part of our super mid card program. It would be in the category of a super mid-sized aircraft. Other aircraft that we see are things like mid-size Lear 60s, Hawker 800 and 900 XPs. Those are mid-sized aircraft that are very popular. On the lighter side, we see aircraft like Hawker 400 XPs, CJ3s, a Citation jet. Those are popular in our light sizes and categories.
And we're about to take a break right now. And when we come back, we will be with Andrew Collins, the president of Sentient Jet, and we're going to talk more about product. We're also going to talk about his leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Andrew Collins, who is the president of Sentient Jet. And we were talking about the different types of jets. So, want to ask you, you invented in 1999 the jet card, which gives the real flexibility where people buy, you know, the 25 hours up front. And then what happens, because they buy on one jet, what happens if they want to use on one jet, but then all of a sudden they have a family party, or they want to have an executive meeting of more people, and they need a different size jet? How do you handle the flexibility of that?
That's a great question. I think this brings about the very orientation of our company. We are a service-oriented and a service-driven culture. We don't actually own aircraft. We have a model that allows us to source from the top 20% of operators in the country that are operating the aircraft. So we may not have operational control, but we have scheduling control. It's what we call an open fleet or an asset-light model. Inherent to that, we're always going to ask up front when you reach out to us to arrange for a private jet. We will ask you, what's the purpose of your mission? Okay, and many times somebody that flies on a light aircraft knows exactly what they needed and can pre-think, hey, I need 25 hours, give or take, in a light aircraft because I'm going to my second home or I'm going to, you know, some satellite offices. And it's usually just me, or maybe it's myself and one of my vice presidents or somebody, something like that. But every time when we ask, what's the purpose of the trip, and the response really, or we can figure out based on how they've actually requested the aircraft. If the response comes in and they need something different, right? So they might be in our 25-hour light card product, but it turns out they need something like this Falcon 2000 EX, this super mid product. They can easily just ask for that. We do not have any economic penalty. We have a published rate. They simply pay the published rate. We deduct it off their card as if they were flying on their normal product. We move on. So purpose of mission is a real critical thing in our industry. Some people understand that. Some people may not necessarily, but for us, that's the starting point.
Okay, let's talk about your leadership philosophy. Now, you're running an organization that's growing very rapidly in a highly competitive industry. What's important to you in how you view your leadership?
So I think that if there's anything that I can bring to the table, the most important thing is it's visibility, and it's allowing people to feel that I'm right there with them. So one of the things that's a hallmark at Sentient culturally is we call it a GSD environment. For radio, we'll say it just stands for Get Stuff Done. And it puts a premium on execution. right? And so one of the things for me that's always important, and the people that I love to work with, are the people that have that motivation and that passion, and you can see it and you can feel it, that they want to get it done. They're interested in accomplishing what it is that we're going after. So that's important. There's also a cultural aspect at Ascension, and we talked about this a little up front prior to the interview, but I'll bring it up, which is, I believe that, unlike for some, this might be a negative connotation, but I believe in insecurity in an organization, especially in a services organization. Okay, and so insecurity to me really makes sure that people are on their toes. So we have a wonderful stable company and a stable environment, but if we're insecure about that customer's transaction, about the workflow that goes around flying somebody and making sure end to end that trip is as flawless as we can make it and as great an experience as we can make it, as long as that permeates your culture where people really do feel that insecurity that, oh gosh, what are my challenges on this flight? What do we got to think of ahead of time? So that roots into the way we've designed our workflow process, and it's an important aspect. And as a leader, I can't ask for anything else.
Give me an example of that. Sounds fascinating.
Sure. So we don't actually, as I mentioned, own aircraft. So we can't rely just on, hey, it's a shiny jet. It's a very nice jet, like the one we're sitting in, where people might come in and go, oh, this is great. Look at this jet. It really is about that first touch when someone calls in and says, okay, I need a flight, right? We need to figure out what's that purpose of trip. And then from there, we've invested millions of dollars in how we actually work that trip through. So we will look at that trip a week in advance if it's a week in advance. We will look at it a day in advance if it's a day in advance. But every day we do something called a daily flight review. We review every trip that week and every trip the next day. And we look for any aberrations, any anomalies, any challenges, right? And on top of that, we have proprietary data on our customers and a history on our customers. So we understand, we generate something called service reports. And a flight leg can generate up to 10 service reports. I see every service report. So does our leadership team. So do people that are on the front line. So I know that if Robert is flying, I know exactly how you're feeling. I am in tune with your sentiment. Are you very satisfied? Are you somewhat satisfied? And if there's anything that drops below that very satisfied marker, we need to know what that is. And so we record that. And over time, we have that satisfaction or that sentiment history. And that helps with that insecurity. Because you can say, you know what? Last time Robert flew with us, he didn't actually like the tail, the jet that we put him on. Let's make sure he's not on that jet next time. Last time we flew, his son has a nut allergy. Let's make sure that we pre-screen the catering and we make sure that it's as nut-free an environment as possible. Or it's that insecurity that says, there are competitors. It's a hyper-competitive industry. And they would love your customer base. We have 4,500 customers, right? So you constantly have to be thinking about ways to surprise and delight your customer. So milestones, if it's your birthday, if we know that you're coming back from a wonderful business celebration, you just opened up a factory, you just sold a business, whatever those things are that really drive you, that passion, that moment, that life event, if we know about it, we're likely going to recognize it in some way, shape, or form. That might be as simple as just a congratulatory note from someone like myself or someone that's a lead on your service team with some complimentary cocktails, all the way through to, if you're headed to Notre Dame for a game and it's a big deal for you, we may very well have the aircraft decked out in the blue and gold. So it really just depends on that. But that is the key, in essence, to the way we service. It's that undertone, that insecurity that you need to feel, and I think we thrive on it.
Okay, we have just 20 seconds left. The future of Sentient Jets.
I think the future of Sentient Jets sees us beyond the United States. I think we're headed internationally. I think this product translates beautifully in a number of markets.
Well, Andrew, great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
And everyone, remember, insecurity is a secret to great success in business. First time I've heard that before.
Well said.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.